In San Jose, 65 degrees, just about 57 degrees in the East Bay, and 60 degrees in San Francisco. KSAN was inaugurated in 1968 as the nation's first major underground rock and roll station. The man behind the format concept was Tom Donahue. Under his programming leadership, the station offered a unique style of communication and music, appealing to that sector of the Bay Area youth population who were deeply attuned to the social evolution of that period. A format that matched the moods and attitudes of young America, and specifically that of the Bay Area in the late 60s and into the early 70s. Underground radio was also referred to as acid rock, electronic rock, progressive rock. As the years passed, the progressive rock style took many turns in the search for innovation in style, expression, and purpose. You have punk rock, new wave rock, just to mention a few. Along the way, the San Francisco Flower Children and the youth of the 60s grew older, and rock and roll on the radio increased in dial prominence. More and more stations vying for the teen and post-teen audience. Now, KSAN breaks with its tradition of 12 years with a new format of modern country designed to complement the spirit and lifestyles of the 80s in San Francisco and the Bay Area. The new sounds of KSAN will be laced with a great variety of musical expressions, including the great works of many artists who have been featured on KSAN in the past. KSAN now introduces its new sound of the 80s on FM 95, Stereo Country.